From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 23rd. Quick read on what moved overnight. 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Forbes Business. Rolly Romero fights Teofimo Lopez in huge title fight. Here's what happened. Teofimo Lopez defeated Rolly Romero to win the WBA welterweight title on Saturday at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The scorecards were crazy, but the right man won. Romero vs. Lopez main card official results. Teofimo Lopez def. Rolly Romero via majority decision 114-114, 115-113, 116-112. That was a shocking set of scorecards. I'm not sure what Glenn Feldman watched on Saturday. He scored the fight a draw. I didn't think that fight was close. There were a lot of quiet rounds, but there's no way Romero won 6 rounds. Rolly Romero vs. Next, second, from Forbes Business. Larry Wheels vs. Vitaly results, highlights and reactions. The Larry Wheels vs. Vitaly fight looked like it was going to be one of the better scraps on the Brand Risk 15 card, but it ended with a nasty injury to Wheels' right bicep. The fight ended in a no contest and Wheels is almost certainly headed for surgery. Let's talk boxing. Here's a look at the injury. Here's a look at the fight. Larry Wheels vs. Vitaly. Key facts. What happened in the ring? A no contest is the correct call when a fight ends on an injury rather than a punch. Neither man takes a win and neither takes a loss. Up next, third, from Fast Company. US of Fencing scrappy plan to make fencing a hit before the 2028 Olympics. Fencing is one of the oldest sports in Olympic history. It's also one of the least watched domestically. Phil Andrews, CEO of US of Fencing, is on a mission to change that. And with the 2028 Los Angeles Games on the horizon, he's running out of time. In a masterclass in scrappy brand building, he shares how he's building a sports brand with almost no budget and no marketing playbook, cold calling CMOs, crashing Comic-Con, and convincing Snoop Dogg and Flavor Flav to pick up a sword. And then, fourth, from the Daily Upside, spiking diesel costs drive growing number of American family farms to bankruptcy. Harvest season is on the way and, for some of America's family farms, it may be the last. They face an onslaught of costs driven by the war in Iran that are testing the limits of their finances. According to U.S. federal courts data, there were 336 bankruptcy filings under Chapter 12, a special category designed for family farms and fisheries, in the 12-month period ending June 30, up from 282 in the previous year. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets. India rescues 2 of ship's 24 crew members after distress alert. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Markets. Australia reports first bird flu case in a mammal as seal dies. And then, seventh, from Zero Hedge. Inside America's drone arms race, what industry experts see ahead of procurement supercycle? Our coverage of America's Group 1 to Group 3 drone industry has centered on unusual machines and Ondas, two companies positioned to reap the benefits from what could become a historic procurement cycle next year. The catalyst is the Department of War's Defense Autonomous Warfare Group, which is preparing to direct $55 billion toward autonomous systems. If that spending materializes as planned, companies offering NDAA-compliant drones and drone components, scalable manufacturing capacity, and field-ready platforms should be best positioned to capture the coming flood of orders. Next, eighth, from Zero Hedge, when the rule of law fails. What follows emerges from 17 months of examination into procedural collapses, constitutional erosions, and institutional betrayals that have accelerated beyond the capacity of conventional reportage to capture. Sources include former jurists who resign rather than participate in predetermined outcomes, law enforcement officials who documented unlawful commands, and archival materials that reveal pattern precedents for contemporary ruptures. We present this analysis not to provoke despair, but to examine the anatomy of dissolution while recognition might still permit response. Up next, ninth, from Zero Hedge, visualizing every US state's economy matched to a country. America's largest state economies rank alongside some of the biggest economies in the world. Even further down the list, many individual states produce hundreds of billions of dollars in economic output each year. This map, via visual capitalists Gabriel Cohen, pairs each US state with the country closest to it in nominal gross domestic product GDP in 2025, using data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis and the IMF's World Economic Outlook. The Big Four state economies at $4.3 trillion, California would rank among the world's five largest economies if it were an independent country. And then, 10th, from Zero Hedge, Escobar, how Trump tried to bribe the head of the IRC. Mike Pompeo, former aspiring Tony Soprano, admitted, "We lie, we cheat, we steal, and we bribe." A transition protocol source, as we revealed live, is unequivocal. The President of the United States, despite having won the war on Iran countless times, at least in the vociferation stakes, made a major attempt to induce IRG Commander-in-Chief Gen. Ahmad Vahidi and senior Iranian military leadership to break with the government in Tehran through enormous financial inducements. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.